Welcome back, everyone, to the Feel Good Marketing Podcast. We are here with the one and only Alan Christian today. I'm so excited for everyone to hear from him. If you are not connected with Alan on social media, he's very active and always sharing positive posts, positive interactions that he has with people that he meets on a daily basis. So, Alan, welcome. How are you today?
Glad to be here. I'm great. Thank you. So glad to be a part of this with you. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. Do you want to just introduce yourself, Alan? Tell a little bit about yourself and how long you've been in the business.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Alan Christian. I live in Roswell, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta, just north of Atlanta. Married, four kids. Been in the industry for, gosh, probably 20 years. 18 of those, I've been a broker owner. Originally was all in the state of Georgia. Now I've spread throughout the Southeast and continuing to grow now. And my business is pretty much all referral relationship based. The social media side was really new to me about 2 years ago when I really figured out a strategic method on how to use it. So there is a true plan behind what I do, and it truly changed my complete world. It opened up things I just did not know about, and I've absolutely loved every part of it. It's been great. Meeting just all kinds of neat, great people that I've not had a chance to meet before.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we're going to talk about how the social media plays into your business because, you know, everything that you share is so positive and optimistic. And I think it really speaks to people in a different way than a lot of people share through social media.
Awesome.
But one thing I want to dive into is your upbringing. You know, when you were growing up, kind of what influenced the person that you are today. So I think a lot of people, it's very rare to have an innate ability to just connect with people and be able to talk in an effective way and make friends the way that you do. So going back to your upbringing, what would you say was the biggest influence to be, you know, to make you who you are today?
You know, somebody asked that recently and I had to really pause and think about it for a second. And I think the very beginning, God, I almost want to cry thinking about it. Every Sunday we'd go to church as a family and go to my granny's house on a Sunday. And we didn't have a whole lot of money, but my granny and I had a whole bunch of aunts and uncles and cousins, and it was an absolute revolving door. And people would literally drive by throughout the day, stop and pull up. There was always enough food. There was always another seat at the table. People would hang out in the yard. We'd play football. And I think it was the very beginning of seeing all these so-called strangers, but friends just stopping in on a revolving basis. And I think that was kind of the beginning of, and there's just a lot of cool people in the world. So that was like the very early beginning of me just recognizing there's just a lot of people out there. Was it just a little circle we lived in? So that was really the very beginning of it right there. Good question.
That's awesome. And I think that's something that a lot of families don't really have that. And especially, I mean, you grew up in the South, correct?
Yeah,
you grew up
in
Georgia?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's like a very, you know, it's that Southern hospitality where it's the neighborhood, but it's also a big community and it's almost a big family. So people were always coming by.
Oh, we grew up waving at everybody. I mean, it was, you know, we'd ride down the road and we'd sit at my uncle's, you know, farm, literally on the front porch, and you waved at everybody. And I remember people saying, "Do you know them?" I'm like, "Well, sure I do. They're my neighbor. I don't know who they are, but they're my neighbor."
Right. And that's the way to start the conversation, right? You're
that's
not
exactly
going to ever
right.
start the conversation if you're not the one to say hi or initiate it. So
that's
I love
exactly
that. That's
right.
awesome.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people when it comes to social media get a little nervous when it comes to what to share because in some cases people feel like they're oversharing if they're showing certain parts of their lives. So they come up to it a little bit timid. And what you share and the stories that you're telling through social media are so impactful and it really hits people's emotions in a certain way.
Right.
So what is the way that you approach social media? Like, how do you see that playing a part in not only your business, but your life when you identify what to share through social media?
Let me go backwards on this for just a minute. I had I have this happen consistently, literally consistently now. But I remember getting a phone call from a realtor who ran a pretty big team that I work with today. She had been following me for, I don't know, 9 months or so. And I got a Facebook message from her and said, "Alan, we've never met. I don't know you, but I feel like I know all about you because I've been following you for 9 months. I don't know a lot about your mortgage business, but I know enough about you and what you stand for and what matters to you that I would love to get a chance to meet you. And could I invite you to my office and introduce you to my team and buy you lunch? Could you work that into your calendar to come see us?" And I'm like, oh gosh, that's what I've been trying to accomplish for the last year.
Yeah.
So I always, the part of social media that I've always enjoyed I love everybody. And that's the honest to God truth. I love everybody. I can connect with just about anybody out there because I do look at everybody, they're special in their own unique way. And when I would meet with folks individually, I always connected well. And I thought, how do I do that on social media? And somebody said, and I've not really branded this, but I'm going to, you know, the real, raw and honest, being vulnerable, sharing. People want to know who you are. And mm-hmm. I don't like the commercials. A lot of folks in our industry do a ton. I mean, you can tell it's a doggone commercial. It's just too much going on. And when I started sharing who I was, what mattered about me, some vulnerabilities or just some cool people that I've met in the community. When I started sharing that, all of a sudden people started calling me, and it's not business related. I just started sharing about who I was. And obviously there's a tag that does relate back to my business again, but people started realizing, man, you're a good guy. And you're actually in real estate. Like, are you a realtor? Are you an investor? I mean, some people would call and didn't know. I'm like, that's my goal. My goal is you realize I'm a good guy. And if we align with each other, that's super cool. Call me first for anything you need, because if it's mortgage related, I'll do that. If it's real estate, financial planning, anything, I can introduce you to somebody. So that's kind of my goal with what I do.
Right. And people do business with people that they know, like, and trust.
That's it. Right off the bat.
So that should be the goal of social media, is to gain that trust.
Right.
And it can be intimidating and kind of tough for people to do because they're not active on social media yet and they don't feel comfortable sharing certain things.
Yep.
But really, it's just another tool to use and share who you actually are. You don't have to be someone that you're not. You don't have to pretend in any sort of way. It's just really telling people who you are and what you believe in.
Well, it's truly the power of you. Truly, the greatest gift we bring is ourselves. It's just truly being who you are. And after all these years, one of the greatest things I learned, and I think maybe Shane Kidwell and one of my good friends, it was just be you. Are you a guy that wears a suit? Are you a guy that wears a cowboy hat? Are you a guy on a motorcycle? Who are you? And I'm a chameleon because I'm all of those things. It's just be you. And when you can acknowledge that, I'm not trying to get everybody's business. I'm not trying to relate with everybody. Some people don't like me because I am just different than them. That's okay, because it also made my business so much better, because when I align with people that resonate with who I am, all of a sudden things got really easy. And I was trying to get business or connect with people that it just didn't line up with each other. It just wasn't as easy to do.
Mm-hmm. So what was your approach before you really started being active on social media? I mean, where was that business coming from, and where were you finding those people that you didn't necessarily connect with?
Well, I just didn't have a plan for social media. I just didn't do it. I just didn't know, what am I going to do? What am I going to put out here? I had no idea. So my business still before was relationship-based. I mean, I marketed to my database. I did mailers. I did the phone calls to realtors and things like that. So it was all the old school stuff. I just didn't realize the power of digital media. And when I figured that out, I still do the other stuff, but it is like second, third, and fourth to what I do on social media, because the power of a video, the power of a digital image. And more importantly, once again, if I sit down with a couple one-on-one, you know, having coffee or in my office, I'm going to connect with them. And I remember before social media hit, I always thought, you know, I'm really good at this. I mean, I really feel confident. I can connect with people. How do I do that with, like, not just one person a day, but maybe 10 or 1,000? And that was the thing that hit with social media when I started. And I'm still, I have only scratched the surface of what I'm going to be doing, because I'm still learning how to build it out as well. But just on the small scale of what I'm doing right so far, just being who you are in sharing that has been the great thing.
Right. And do you run any sort of paid ads? Do you put any money behind your posts, or your only organic social media?
It's all organic. And truly my biggest problem is just scale. The reality is I started getting so much business, I couldn't handle it. So I stopped doing it, because I'm trying to scale up even more. And I say that very humbly. Mm-hmm. I turned it on and I've turned it off, and I'm just now about to click it back on, but we're also in a scale process right now. But it blew up, but it blew up because it was sincere. And that is the thing that I try to put out as clear as I can. My message is, it is strategically done, that it is, most of my stuff's from the heart. My challenge is I could do five posts a day. I mean, it is just living your life. And I try to do everything positive and uplifting, because everything else out there's not. And I also try not to go political at all. And I am, and I will say, I'm a believer. Mm-hmm. And I sprinkle that in a touch, but I also know there's a division there as well. So it is strategical what I try to do, but I'm trying to connect and put some good things out there. And for people to also to look at me and say, man, he seems like a great guy. Mm-hmm. If I need anything, I'm going to call him.
Yeah. And can you talk a little bit, if someone out there is listening and is not connected with you on social media, can you talk a little bit about the strategy and the content that you put out when you have these interactions with people?
You know, well, you can go find me on Alan Christian. I mean, my page is everything I do is public. I used to do it with groups, and then I realized, God, just do everything public. I want the whole world to see it. And I hit 5,000 people. Then I started backing them off, and you don't need to friend me, because it's all public anyway. So you can see everything on my page. But you know, if I meet somebody and just something cool happens, anything cool of value that's positive, that can have a story behind it. I love sharing stories. I post it, you know, I think about, gosh, when I've traveled this last year, the Uber drivers or the taxi driver, I'm always meeting them and saying hello, and they've all got a story. And mm-hmm. I engage them and ask them. And some of them, actually just about every one of them, turned out cooler than I ever thought it could have been. And it was a simple way of connecting with those people. And when I've shared it, and, you know, it's never about me, it's always about them. It's just something neat that I experienced that day. And it was something positive and encouraging, uplifting. I just thought, you know, that's something fun to share.
Right. And it's so interesting, because especially now with everything that's happened in the past year and a half, people are a little more disconnected from each other. They're tuned into their phone, or they have headphones in everywhere they go. So is it ever tough to initiate those conversations with certain people because of that?
No, because I make a joke out of it. I go to the gym regularly, and it used to be years ago that at the gym, everybody talked to everybody. Nobody had headphones on. Well, now everybody's got doggone headphones on. So I will harass them and go by and say something, or act like I'm saying something, and they don't hear it, and then they pull their headpiece out. And then we start talking about, hey, you remember what it was like when you actually had a friend and talked to them? Like, oh, man, I know. Then they put the phone down and we start talking. And you know what? Sometimes there are people that won't engage, but we are designed to have connection and have community. People want to be engaged. And if you see somebody beside you that's got headphones on, or they got their phone in front of their face, they still are there and they still want to be recognized. And you comment on them, they got a beautiful hat, beautiful sweater, beautiful hair. It's a great, something nice about them or going on around them. You'll find out really quick, gosh, man, they're lonely and hurting too. And they just want somebody to say hello to them. And most people are just not used to it. So when you actually say hello, my biggest problem is I only have like 5 minutes and I need to leave. But when I say hello, it turns into being more than 5 minutes. Most people want to have somebody say hello and talk to them. Not everybody, but you'll find that out pretty quick.
Right. Yeah. And I can relate to that. I mean, I'm a pretty outgoing person, but if I'm somewhere by myself, if I don't know anyone and I'm there on my phone, I would happily engage in a conversation with someone, but it's just, maybe it's not me taking that first step. So I think if, you know, me personally, if I had someone initiate a conversation, I could probably be there for another hour just talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing that's interesting is, unfortunately, I have to do business. So I still have to work because there's so many times that I'm just out kind of living my life. And I do say hello. I mean, I engage everybody. And most of the time, the conversations can go longer if I would actually stay longer. Because people, they want to have somebody to be nice to and talk to them.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of touched on this, Alan, about how your business has changed because of being on social media and getting a lot more engagement from realtors or business or whatever it may be.
Right.
In any other way, has your business been impacted through sharing these stories through social media?
Say that again. Has it been impacted? What do you mean? My business?
How is it just increased business, but you're connecting with the right people, correct? So
the quality of people has changed. And as I said before, and I do say this humbly because everybody's going to see this. I'm a farmer. I plant seeds. I'm planting seeds in fields. I don't know if they're going to come up. I've also realized BU, and there's plenty of business out there. There's plenty of people that will gravitate to you and who you are and your values. And because of me sharing who I am, the quality of the relationships and the quality of the people calling me has raised up to the level of maybe where aligned with where I am. So where in the past I may have worked with certain people that I really didn't like. We just didn't have the same values. I dropped my standards or the way my business practiced to kind of meet them because I felt like I had to have their business. Well, now people are watching me and they're reaching out. And you know what? If you don't align with who I am, you're probably not going to call me. So now instead of me calling and trying to get connections with people to meet, they're calling me. And it's almost like an online dating service. God, I hate to say that, but you know, you're almost kind of checking this person out. And if you're going to respond to me, you already know enough about me. And if you completely 180 degrees from who I am, you're probably not going to reach out. So when they call me, there's almost a common ground already because that's why they came to me. So the quality of people, the quality of friendships, and a lot of folks that reach out. I mean, I had three people call the other day. It wasn't business related. They were having some struggles in life and they needed some encouragement. And I know one of the guys and he called at the office and was like, you know, and I did. And some people think it's crazy. I took 10 minutes out of the day and listened to him, gave him some encouragement, some things to think about and moved on. But he saw enough about me to say, man, I'm going to call Alan. Don't know why. Don't know the reason, but I know him. I know him in the community and I need some help. And he reached out. So that was just for him. But then the flip side is somebody else sees that and calls me. And then turns out maybe I can introduce them to somebody that can help them in their business or I can personally. So just the quality of connections have gone up dramatically.
Yeah. And how have you seen that post-transaction? Because you're connecting with people more and you have that common ground, do you see a lot more, I guess you could call it friendships or like connection from that business long-term where you're staying in touch with them it's just a lot easier to keep that relationship?
That is the thing that I do love. You're asking them, am I continuing the friendship because of that? This is what I do love about social media. And I have somebody on my team that she literally stalks people. So I love the fact that I can pull up you and find out where you live, find out about your family, so find out the last 10 posts of what you've done recently. And I can stay in touch with you. Now, granted, everybody's not pulling up in your feed, but if there's somebody that pops to mind or somebody that I'm going to want to call, I can pull them up both social media and see what's going on in their life. And if they just had a baby, the kid got accepted to college, some major life event, it allows me to reach out and call them and helps with that connection. So, I mean, I use it strategically for that. I mean, I've had clients and I joke about this. I do talk to a majority of my clients more after they've bought a home or I've helped them refinance than before. Because it is truly, it's not transactional. It's relationship based. Mm-hmm. So I stay in touch with them. I remember going to Washington, D.C. to be in a wedding for a client. like 2 years later, he got married, and I was at in Washington, Mount Vernon, and the guy's Dan, his mom was there, and she's like, "Why are you in the wedding? You're his broker. You're his mortgage broker. Why are you in the wedding?" I said, "Because we became friends in the process, stayed in touch, and now I'm in his wedding. I love that. I love that. Could I do that without social media before? No, not at the scale that I can here. And I love that. I mean, once again, you can look at it in a negative way or look at it in a positive way. I look at it in a complete positive aspect. Because if you pick up the phone, it's somebody's birthday, and you call and sing happy birthday. Did I know it? Could I send a short video? Could I see something happen in their life and then reach out and say hello? Not without. It just depends on how you're using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it can be, there can be negative things about social media, but like you said, it's just about how you use it. And you can really choose the content that you're seeing based on the pages that you're following. So you really are in control. You just have to use it in a strategic, smart way.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And I would say too, to your point, Alan, when you see someone has a birthday or just had a kid or, you know, congratulating them on those days, I think it's just as impactful or more impactful if you just happen to see a post from them and you're reminded of them or, you know, thought about something related to them and reach out and just say, "Hey, I was just thinking about you. Hope you're doing well and having a great day," because their inbox isn't flooded with congratulations at that time. So they're not expecting it. They don't know that you're going to be reaching out. So I think that's really impactful and special to them.
Absolutely. Right on. Right on. Yeah.
So Alan, to finish this up, what can mortgage professionals be doing to take action with this type of interactions with other people on a daily basis? Like if you could give a recommendation to anyone right now, how would you approach not only social media, but really life and just your daily interactions to be more meaningful?
Everybody matters. Everybody's got, you know, their own story. Get out of your bubble and just reach out and say hello. And literally, it's not a Southern thing. Just reach out and say hello to engage people around you. Be nice, be kind, compliment people, engage them. Just ask how they're doing. Stories come out of every one of these. And there's always a little positive thing in there somehow. And share some of those. And if you go back in and look at my post, you'll see the majority of them are just things that happen in my life, just regular. People want to find out who you are. But if you just open up and engage people around you, talk to them, pull themselves out of themselves, share a little bit about who you are, create a neighbor, create a friend. Good things will come from that. And just share some of the stories. People do enjoy negative media sells papers, but people do like hearing positive things happening. It gives them encouragement. And that's what I'm trying to do. So if you just all of a sudden start looking around you, I mean, my philosophy, if you get within about 5 or 10 feet of me, I'm going to wave and smile at you. Mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 people wave and smile back. How far do I want to take it depends on my day and where I am at that moment and them as well.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, Alan, thank you for being such a positive source of content in this community. I think it's, few and far between these days, but I think you really do put a lot of positivity out there and people really respond well to it. So keep doing your thing.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thanks for the honor for being reached out and be a part of this with you. Proud of you and all that you're doing.
Thanks, Alan.
Awesome.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, y'all. Take care.